We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante. I'm along with Dustin Hawkinsmith for quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, which is brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings is your place for Fight Island. This weekend's UFC 251 is set to be the best yet, with big names stepping into the octagon all throughout the night. This is an event you don't want to miss, and there's no better place to get in on the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week only, DraftKings is offering all new users a special odds boost on this weekend's headline fight. Bet $20 to win $100 on either fight. And for the big fight this weekend, DraftKings offering all users not one but two profit boosts when you place a bet on UFC 251. Just place a pre-match bet on a fighter, and if they win, your payout increases. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code KSN when you sign up. And for a limited time, new users get a no-brainer odds boost on the headline fight this Saturday. Bet $20 and win $100. That's right. No matter who you pick, your odds will be boosted $20 to win $100. So head to DraftKings Sportsbook now. Sign up with code KSN. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Dustin, it is time to continue our roster review series. And I know I say this every week, but every week I mean it. It's another interesting set of players that we're going to look at. And for those of you who don't know, we are going through the entire Penn State roster in alphabetical order, which kind of produces a nice randomness to it. And every week we seem to get some interesting players. And number one on the list this week is Bryce Effner. He's an offensive lineman. He is a redshirt sophomore. And right now he is listed as third team right tackle. I think sometimes we forget, Dust, it seems like he's been here a long time, but with his redshirt year, he still has sophomore eligibility going in. But I think the downside for him is right now he's listed behind the number two guy at right tackle, who is Caden Wallace, who is actually a redshirt freshman. And it's when you have that younger guy pass you, that's when things get a little shaky for you, right?
Yeah, and I think it's the interesting crossroads that we've seen a number of these guys have to kind of figure out what to do with that. You've seen a bunch of them opt to transfer out. Bryce Effner, you know, is still around. There's a good chance. I mean, just to kind of call a spade, there's a good chance that we're looking at a career reserve type player. And the question is whether he will continue down that road or if he'll look to kind of parlay what he's gained and where he's at and try to take that to maybe a smaller school or something like that. But it is telling, I think, that he is listed behind Caden Wallace at right tackle. He's a kid who came in, you know, really around, I think around 275 pounds. He's now listed at 302, but he's had to work very, very hard to put on those 25 to 30 pounds to get to a reasonable playing weight. I mean, he's a good player, but you look at Caden Wallace, and I thought it was telling. You know, I know we played parts of the interview I did with Landon Tangwall earlier this spring. We played parts of it on the Keystone Kickoff Show. But one of the things we didn't really cover that much was Landon Tangwall really working off the assumption that Caden Wallace was going to leave Penn State early for the NFL. If that's the sentiment that's going around the Lash football building, that we have a kid who, you know, doesn't just look outstanding on paper at 6'5", 337, but who could be that type of player and that type of talent who sticks around for a couple years as a starter and then moves on, you know, that's really no slight to Bryce Effner, but more of a tip of the cap to Caden Wallace. So we might have that type of player on our hands. Again, if Landon Tangwall, who probably projects as a right tackle, who might know a thing or two about this, if Caden Wallace is that kind of player. But yeah, Bryce Hefner, he's going to have maybe a choice to make, because I don't know where he goes if right tackle isn't his spot.
Well, and things can change pretty quickly, an injury here or there, and all of a sudden you get bumped up. And again, remember, he's only a sophomore, a redshirt sophomore, but it's his third year in the system. Sometimes it takes a little longer for a player, as you mentioned, he had to put on weight to reach a level for a Big Ten offensive lineman. Sometimes it takes a little while to grow into that body as you're changing it and forming it at this level. So it will be interesting to see how that goes. You also made mention of the three-year plan, and there's a lot of that that's going on, not just at Penn State, but throughout college football. The star players, they're there for 3 years and move on. The other players, it's 3 years, maybe get that degree, and you still have an opportunity to go elsewhere with 2 years of eligibility left. Not predicting that for Bryce Hefner, but it does leave him some possibilities. All right, next up, Dustin, on our list is Devon Ellis. He came in as a four-star out of Maryland. Right now, let me grab my sheet. Where is it? Where is? Oh, here we go. He's listed, I believe, as third team right now at tackle. He redshirted last year, has freshman eligibility. And is he a guy that we might see actually make the defensive tackle rotation this year?
Boy, it's tough to say. I mean, look at it. The spring depth chart that I have has P.J. Mustipher, Judge Culpepper, Hakeem Beamon, Devon Ellis, and then Aeneas Hawkins as well. So you look at that, you know, beyond P.J. Mustipher, and it seems pretty clear that Judge Culpepper, if anything, because he's been on campus longer, has that inside edge to be the next man up. But Beamon and Ellis arriving in the same recruiting class. Aeneas Hawkins is a redshirt sophomore. He arrived along with Judge Culpepper, had some injuries and stuff that he was dealing with. But you want to look at a competition that should be pretty fierce this year and moving forward, too. It's that defensive tackle spot. Beamon and Ellis are pretty similar players. You know, I think Ellis, very good film. Big kid at 6'1", around 300 pounds. They have a limit at 292 for Penn State, but him and Beamon is going to be a competition to watch and determine. And the good thing is with the rotation, it's not like one of these guys is going to, it's not whether you're in or out. You know, you could have one of these guys emerge, but the rotation is a fluid process, certainly throughout the course of a year and then moving forward too. But I like both of them. Devon Ellis, his play is similar to me of P.J. Mustipher. You know, he's not quite the same athlete, I think. You know, Mustipher at 6'4", 305 with that length and that disruptive ability. Ellis has some of that, but he's going to have to work a little bit more at it, being that 6'1". It's not the prototypical defensive tackle. But he can play. Beamon can play. Judge Culpepper, I think, has been promising. So it's been night and day at defensive tackle now versus, let's say, 3 years ago. They've got young talent lined up, and now it's just a matter of where these dominoes fall, but Ellis versus Beamon is one to watch.
Definitely, and by the way, you are right with your depth chart. Apparently, I have a problem counting to four, since that's where Ellis is listed. You had it correctly. I did not. But we have talked about this before, Dustin, how in the last couple of years, that defensive tackle room, I don't know if there's any superstars there, but there is a lot of depth coming in, and there's going to be a lot of battles going on. And the nice thing at that position is they do rotate people in. So it's not two guys, it's at least four guys who get rotated in. So that competition will be interesting to see going forward. Our next player up, again in alphabetical order, is Keaton Ellis. Out of state college, he was a four-star cornerback coming in. And if you recall, Dustin, he got rave reviews prior to the season, and we witnessed him getting on the field as a true freshman, which is tougher and tougher to do. But that speaks very well of him, that he was able to get on the field so quickly. And he's probably going to have a nice career going forward.
Oh, I think so completely. He was a guy, you know, and I think he offers encouragement for relative unknowns who get a Penn State offer everywhere. You look at the Lackawanna College kids in the 2020 class, Norvall Black and Jair Brown, and they're players who nobody knew who they were going into Penn State's camp, but they came out of it with offers. And they accepted those offers and committed, and now they're on campus as part of the incoming class now. Keaton Ellis was also a relative unknown who seemingly blew Penn State's coaches away with the way that he ran and tested his athletic profile. And then he went on to validate that and prove it on the field. He got a lot of love late in that recruiting cycle. And you saw that play out. You know, he was a Big Ten caliber athlete from the get-go. A kid who thrived as a basketball player. I think he ran track at state high also. But he's a very good athlete. He's a player who can attack the ball in the air. You saw him, you know, make his share of freshman mistakes and playing cornerback at this level, especially as a young kid who's got a lot to learn. There isn't a whole lot more difficult than that. You are there on an island by yourself, and it's you versus the other kid, and it is a difficult spot to be in. You saw him take a few bumps and bruises. Same with Marquise Wilson. Joey Porter Jr. is emerging from that class too, and I think you're going to see that 2019 class really become known for the cornerback spot. They got a lot of bright young talent. Daquan Hardy is another one that they really like. So these guys, they're all going to be lumped in together, especially Wilson and Ellis, to see what priority they get. Who's the first cornerback on the field whenever you go to 3-4 corners? Is it Ellis or is it Wilson? Ellis currently listed second team behind Tariq Castro Fields on one side. Wilson listed behind Donovan Johnson on the other side. These guys are really close. You know, Ellis, Wilson, Donovan Johnson, Joey Porter Jr., some really interesting young talent, but I think Keaton Ellis is such a good athlete, such a known commodity, a kid who kind of works his position with humility, and you've seen that on the field. He's going to be a really good player. It's just a matter of what his role is going to be in 2020 and how much that grows as the year goes on.
Well, I think you saw last year that multiple cornerbacks will play in a game. There are times when you go to 3 cornerbacks on the field, and the fact that these young guys, and you mentioned Marquise Wilson also, along with Keaton Ellis, playing important minutes as true freshmen, really says a lot about them and them getting on the field. You throw in Joey Porter also. That was a very good class for cornerbacks last year. All right. That has to be it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
UFC 251 is set to be the best yet. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, new users can get a no-brainer odds boost on the headline fight. Bet $20 and win $100. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook now and sign up with code KSN. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.